أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما أنزلنا عليك الكتاب إلا لتبين لهم الذي اختلفوا فيه وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained how shaitan at times beautifies and adorns something for a person. And he makes it seem as if what he is doing or what she is doing is right, it is correct. And we explain that how this is a very dangerous tactic of shaitan. Because when you believe something is right and you are doing it the right way, when in reality it is not the correct thing, you will not make tawbah from it, and you will feel that there's no need to seek forgiveness for that crime. Somebody asked me for an example, that give me also an example where I'm doing something in deen, and I think it's right, I believe it's right, and as a result, I don't get the opportunity to make tawbah from it. So one example came to mind, is that sometimes today you find the concept of hijab. The concept of hijab, wearing the hijab. Today you find in certain instances, there are people who don the hijab, but it really is becoming more attractive than not having the hijab at all. So the person feels, this is my understanding of hijab, the lady, the woman, the female, this is my understanding of hijab. And she puts on the hijab in a certain way that really makes it more attractive. Now, she feels that so long as I'm covering my hair and not a single strand of my hair is showing, that is hijab. Whereas in reality, hijab means to put on a garb that does not attract any attention towards a person. So sometimes a person is wearing a garment and they believe and feel it is hijab, yet it is drawing and it is attracting the attention of others towards that person. Now, so long as that person believes that what she is putting on is the hijab, it will be difficult for her not to give it up because she feels it is the right thing and she's doing it in the right way. So that is just one example, and there are many other examples when it comes to aspects related to Sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the next ayah, ayah number 64 of Surah An-Nahl, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. We have only sent down the book to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِلَّا لِتُبَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الَّذِي اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ, so that you may clarify and explain to them, to the followers and to your ummah, so that you may explain and clarify to them all that which they differ in amongst themselves. There are so many different things that they believe in. There are so many different views that they have. There are so many different opinions with regards to certain matters. So we have revealed the kitab to you, the book to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you may clarify all the differences that they may have amongst themselves. Wahudan. And apart from that, we have also sent it down as a source of guidance. Hudan. When we study the word hudan in this ayah, we find that it is indefinite. Indefinite meaning, it is not prefixed with al. Allah did not say wal huda. Al-Huda. Allah left it general, Hudan, meaning every source of guidance, spiritual guidance, worldly guidance, when it comes to guidance with regards to our monetary affairs, when it comes to guidance with regards to our interactions, and everything else, our social behavior, a guidance for all of that is found in the Kitab and the Book of Allah. That's why Allah says Hudan. Allah has left it general and indefinite. It refers to every form and every source of guidance. وَرَحْمَةً. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the Qur'an is rahmatan, a source of mercy, لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, for a people who bring iman. So the condition for deriving benefit from the Book of Allah, the condition for it being a means of hidayah, a source of guidance, and a source of great mercy is iman. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it will be a source of guidance and rahmah for a people who have believed, a people who bring iman in Allah. Wallahu anzala min as-samaa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again draws our attention to the bounties that He has bestowed upon us. Now, we said earlier in the beginning of this chapter that another name of Surah Al-Nahl is Surah Al-Ni'am. Surah Al-Ni'am, the chapter of bounties. Because we find time and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking of various ni'mas and various bounties of His. Allah says, Wallahu anzala min as-sama. Allah is the one who has sent down from the heavens ma'an, water. He has sent down water from the heavens, fa'ahya bihil ard, and He then gave life to a piece of land through this water. Allah gave life to land using this water, ba'da mawtiha, after the land was dead. Subhanallah, Allah brings this ayah after speaking of the Quran. So in the previous ayah that we just discussed, Allah spoke of the Quran, the revelation of the Quran, how the Quran is a source of hidayah, a source of rahmah. Immediately after that, Allah speaks of rainwater, water coming down from the heaven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this rainwater, it falls onto a dead piece of land. The land is dead. It is dried and there is absolutely no vegetation and no crops that are produced by that land. And when the rainwater comes down, it enlivens that dead land. And it gives life to that dead land. And that land that we never expected to produce any vegetation now produces beautiful vegetation and crops. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of this after speaking of the Quran. As if the Quran is the rainwater that enlivens the dead heart. A heart when it's dead, spiritually a heart can die. And it experiences death spiritually. So what enlivens it? What will bring life back into it? It is the Quran. And the best form of enlivening the Quran and bringing the Quran back to its spiritual highness that it enjoys at certain times is through the recitation of the Quran. The Quran is indeed the rainwater that will enliven the dead hearts. Inna fi dhalika la ayam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed in that, when you're watching how dead land comes back to life, after the rainwater has fallen onto it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed in that, there's certainly a sign, لِقَوْمِ يَسْمَعُونَ, for a people who listen, for a people who will hear, listen, and study this phenomena of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the understanding.